Well, it's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for another budget nature expedition with your pal Tobe. That's me. And the budget for today is less than 50 cents, and so I have driven to Herrenhaven at a cost of 21.5 cents, and I will drive home for the same cost, thus staying under budget. Like I said, I am at Herrenhaven, and I'm on the trail of that fox. That fox that we saw yesterday. Pardon me. That fox we saw yesterday was very, very skinny. And I started thinking about it. And I was thinking, well, why would we have a skinny fox here at Herrenhaven when there's plenty of food to be eating everywhere? There's plenty of fox snacks everywhere. And so why do we have a skinny fox? Well, one of the only reasons I could think of was that if that fox recently gave birth, she would be mighty, mighty thin. And I started thinking about that, and I realized that the location in which I spotted that fox is near a very... Yeah, I can smell fox all right. Where I saw the fox yesterday is near a very large marmot den. And as you may or may not know, foxes, they do like to take over marmot dens if they're big and give birth in them. And so here we are at Herrenhaven. We're walking around the Mulhall's gate, and we're just going to walk up on the Mulhall's property here and take a look around. We're going to take a look around up here where I saw this fox, and maybe check out this marmot den to see if it is in fact a fox den now. I'm going to have to walk in the direct sunlight. Ugh, it's hot. And now I'm in the shade. I'm kind of walking along the edge of the forest here. Not going to be very stealthy, so if there are foxes, they're going to probably hear us coming from a long way off. Now, where's this den? This den is right around in here somewhere. And everything is so overgrown that I can't see jack. I can't even see my landmarks for knowing where this place is. Although, isn't it right around here somewhere? Gosh. Wow. This is so overgrown, we can't see jack. I'm also looking for signs of animal paths, because this grass is so tall that animals walking through it will knock it down or create a path or something. My, oh boy. Yeah. I can't see jack back in here. And now I've gone too far. Because now I'm at the beehives. And how are our bees doing today? Oh, they're doing super good. Look at all the bees flying around. Oh, there's lots of them. There's just a boatload of bees out here today. Little honeybees zipping around doing bee stuff. A lot of action. Okay. Let's walk back. Now, let me think. Is it right back in here? Or is it like the next little dip over? Gotta push all the grass out of the way. I can't see jack. Darn it, I was hoping this would be exposed enough that we'd be able to get up to it or something. Now see, what's this? This kind of looks like a little animal tunnel through the grass here. Man, this grass is taller than I am. And yeah, we are not gonna see jack back here. That's for true. Getting kind of klutzy. I know where there's a marmot den, probably with a marmot in it over there, but we're not gonna go over there. too much sun. All right, let's try to sneak back in here and take a look. Well, we're not gonna see anything. Oh, where's my buddies? I see that fox was standing right about here, give or take a couple of meters. I wonder if I can kind of... Wait, I hear something. I thought I heard little yips, but it might have just been birds. All right, well, I'm standing on kind of a knoll, and I can see around, but I cannot see any foxes or any dens. Oh, and I know that dang fox is in here somewhere. Where's our little fox? Oh, that would be so great if we had fox babies running around in here. I have seen fox babies in here before, but finding them is going to be quite the trick. I'm still looking. Man, there could be tons of stuff in here, and we would never be able to find it. Yeah, you know, usually foxes are having babies before now. But, you know, whatever. There are no rules at Heron Haven. Just because this whole biome is kind of messed up. In that, you know, there's not a lot of predators. Yeah, sometimes foxes come in, but things get wacky here. And since it's, you know, protected by humans, then the natural order does not follow. Because of the human interference, wacky stuff happens. And so you end up with weird stuff, like animals being out at weird times and animals having babies at weird times and stuff like that. See, I can smell fox. Which way is the wind blowing? Well, the wind, yeah, well, the scent is coming from the area which we were just looking for foxes. That fox is still in here somewhere. Am I gonna be able to find it? I'm also wondering if there are foxes in Lumberjack's den. There is a den. It's a very large den, and it's been here for as long as I can remember, for as long as I've been coming here. And it's called Lumberjack's Den because there used to be a mutt that lived in there that was huge. And I called him Lumberjack because there's all these logs and stuff piled over the holes for protection. And it's at this marmot den that I have seen foxes before. So although we can't see it from the path, we're going to go up by the bocage and look down underneath it. Or, you know, back behind it, I should say. Oh, and look who's here. Here's my bun friend. My bun friend that I see hanging out here in this area all the time. Oh, you don't have to be scared, and he's not. He's 2 meters away, and oh, he just zipped and went to go hide underneath the windmill frame where there's lots of tall grass. Oh, and he's still hiding under there. I can't even see him. Okay, now we are up above the bocage here. And I'm looking back into the forest. I see a squirrel. I see a mati. Hello, mati. Oh, and the mati goes down in the hole. This is a different hole than the hole that we're looking for foxes in. There's a marmot den right behind all these giant logs. And as I come up, I heard somebody scurrying, and I saw a squirrel, and then I saw a mati. And now the mati is in the hole. Well, at least we got to see a marmot today. I likes to find my marmots, and they likes to find me. And I'm looking on the logs, I'm seeing some interesting fungal growth. A few mushrooms here and there. And we'll see what that little thing turns into. There ought to be some interesting mushroom stuff. Okay, well, if we can't see any dudes from this angle, let's go into the forest. I'm walking by my bun. He's hiding underneath that tall grass somewhere. I can't even see him. Oh, he's so camouflagey. That's a good bun. He's hiding. All right. Into the forest we go. And I'm looking over towards Lumberjack's den. Oh, man. Getting strong fox smells. I'm looking and I'm on the path. Yeah, we just can't see anything back there anymore. Some trees have fallen down in front of that particular den, and lots of underbrush has grown up. So between the underbrush and the fallen trees, we can't see the den at all. Up until 2 years ago, you could see back there and you could watch the den. And there was 1 year, there was foxes in there. I watched those babies play. And they were very, very happy foxes. Happy fox kits. And no matter what angle I get, I cannot see back there. We could very well have foxes in there and we would never know. I'm tempted to go home and get my machete and chop my way back there and see if any foxes are home. Do-do-do. Well, Cramble Frapples. I was hoping that we could run into our fox buddy today, but that's not happening. I wonder if we should at least walk up here to the cut. Yeah, I guess we may as well see if we can find our fox buddy up here, because this is where we have seen him in the last week or so. And this is, if he's hanging out between here and there, that's why I think that fox might be in that marmot den, kind of by the beehives. But I don't know where he is. Where, oh, where could my fox buddy be? And there's another robin in the middle of the path doing that thing when they sun themselves. Oh, okay. I'm walking through the cut. And this is an area that of the forest that got cleared out so that they could bring a backhoe in and dredge out the pond and the billabong. The billabong wasn't always there. They dug it out 2 years ago just so we could see the natural path of the creek that used to go by here, which it still goes by here, but it was straightened out by the Army Corps of Engineers. And that's why we have a billabong, which is an Australian word that means oxbow. Alright, so now I'm walking back on the edge of the forest on the Mulhall's property. I'm probably trespassing. I don't think they care too much. Walking by the beehive. Say hi to all the bees. Hi, bees! And we're walking back along where I suspect we have a fox den that used to be a marmot den. See, that marmot den is right back in here. And we're never going to see it with all this growth. So, what are we doing? I'm kind of heading back to my car. This is the third or fourth time I've walked by here today. Okay, all you foxes, if you're back here, I'm saying hi, so hi. Oh, when am I going to see some more baby foxes? Not today. But that's okay. We're having a good time anyway. Oh well. Okay. So, I guess we might as well head back to the car and get out of this outrageous heat. Although, to be perfectly honest, it's not super-de-duper outrageous today. Just regular outrageous. Like, it's about 90 degrees. Which, I don't know, it's not quite tolerable for me, but tolerable for other people. And at least 90 degrees is a temperature that, you know, can be expected this time of year. You know, 2 weeks ago when we had our 100 degree days, 102, 103, and that was in June. We were supposed to have some nice spring weather. We didn't have any spring weather this year. It went from, you know, 60 degrees to 103 degrees with nothing in between. Okay, here we are back at my car. Let's go home. Let's get cool. 3, 2, 1. Oh, where are we? What am I doing? Well, if you can hear the cicadas in the background, you probably realize that I'm outdoors. It's true. I am, in fact, out on my back deck. And I'm bored. And the kind of boredom that I have can only be alleviated by lighting bottle rockets. So I've got a dozen Silver Fox bottle rockets, because it is dark now. So it's time to light bottle rockets. Ooh, got my punk all ready here. Let's do this. So awesome. Nothing makes me happier than bottle rockets. I like bigger rockets too, but we're not going to do any today. Got a whole bunch of 4-ounce rockets in my basement, plus some 8-ouncers. But these little baby rockets will do for right now. Oh, they're so beautiful, the silver foxes. Uh-oh, gonna blow up in the bucket. That one didn't get off the ground. That's no good. Oh well, it happens. And I do love that smell. And that's a beautiful thing. The difference between a regular bottle rocket and a silver fox is that the silver foxes leave a pretty sparkly trail behind them. Uh-oh, this is going to be a problem. Yeah, I need a new tube for launching bottle rockets. There's a hole in the bottom now, and they fall out. We need some adjustments. Yeah, this is no good. We need a new bottle rocket tube. You know, some other time. Right now, we're gonna keep going. 1, 2, bang, bang. Oh, we only got one report out of that pair. Oh well. Let's try two more. 1, 2. Oh, and there's pretty sparks falling everywhere. Oh, and there's lots of smoke. Smells so yummy. We're just going to do a singleton this time. There he goes.
Love those sparks. These aren't regular boring sparks. Yeah, you know, they're your typical sort of willow carbon sparks, but there's also some kind of metal in there. So there's a nice little silver metal spark that comes shooting out, and it forks. Is it sponge titanium? It could be, but I doubt it. Let's see if we can get a better look at these sparks. Yeah, they're real nice, and they're multi-forked. It could be something like sponge titanium, although it might be some other form of it too. Titanium sparks are my favorite. Oh, we got some good altitude on that one, but it only went. Okay, here's the last rocket for now. Oh, that's a beautiful thing. And what else do we got here? Well, I decided to open up that case of glitter bombs, sometimes also known as crackle bombs. So here's what a crackle bomb sounds like. Yeehaw! Here's another one. Let's light this guy and throw it down here on the concrete. I like them because they go crackly, 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 snapple crackles. Let's light another one. Throw that out in the yard here again. I'm afraid of catching that brush pile on fire. And I'm notoriously great at setting my lawn and things in my lawn on fire. Because, well, I'm awesome. Here we go with another crackle bomb out on the concrete. Super crackly. Guess what else I got right here? A box of bees. You know how much I like bees. Let's open them up. Let's light some bees off the rail here. These things fly. And they're green. Okay, I'm gonna duck down here. This thing's gonna go flying off. Oh, it's so lovely. That one was perfect. A perfect buzzy bee. Bee buzzes. Let's do another one. Go. Here we go. I love bees. They make such a fun sound. Buzzy bees. Whoops. Yeah, that's the thing with bees. Sometimes they don't fly up. Like that one went sideways. And it tried to get me. That's a bad bee. How rude. Such a rude little bee. Oh yeah. That one tried to hit me in the head. It went right by me. Good thing I have fast reflexes and I can duck. Maybe I shouldn't light them so close to this thing where I'm standing. Duh. Let's light one over there. See if he'll fly. He wasn't gonna fly. He spun on the rail for a minute and then he got some altitude. Okay. So much for bees. Put the bees back in my pocket. Oh, and what's this? What else did I find? Is this another dozen silver foxes? We'll have to find out. And when I light the fuse, what's gonna happen? Let's find out. Oop, it blew up. Yeah, that one didn't make it out of the tube again. And so it sort of fell onto the deck and blew up about a meter away. Probably clipped the mic, but you know, Nobody's as good at clipping stuff as I am. So let's turn this sideways.
Silver foxes at night, you look so nice. Oh, into the tree. Woo, and through the tree. That was some good altitude on that one. I like it when they get up there. And the neighbor's dog is freaking out. Fa-thump, fa-thump. Yeah, we desperately need a new rocket tube here. Ooh, there's a good one. Oh, nice altitude. Nice report. Of course, as a responsible adult, I, of course, blame all the neighborhood kids for all this firework noise we're hearing out here tonight. Those damn kids and their silver fox bottle rockets. Uh-oh. That one also came out of the tube. Yeah, this hole in the side of the tube is no good. Let's try a lip launch. I'm just resting the rocket on the lip of the pipe here. Oh, that's pretty good. Try another lip launch. Go, baby, go. Oh, that one got up there real good, but then it fizzed out. It didn't report, it just went. I could sit here and do this for hours, or at least until my supply of rockets runs out, which is a humorous thought. If you could see my basement, you would understand why I'm laughing. But it also occurs to me that some of you have heard me take inventory of my fireworks. Bang, bang. And so, you know how many bottle rockets I've got in my basement. Well, that was the last of my bottle rockets. Well, you know, the last of the bottle rockets for tonight. Or at least, you know, for right now. I'm gonna light some more crackle bombs. I got two left. Gonna throw them down onto the patio. Right into the brush pile. That can't be good. Did I start a fire? I better go down there and check. And when I say I should go down there and check, I do mean, of course, right after this next and last crackle bomb. So awesome. And I love that smell. Well, hasn't this been another exciting episode? What? What am I talking about? Exciting episode? That's right, you've been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, Habunga. This is a radio show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. Who knows what I'll blow up, or who knows what kind of animals I'll find. You never know. My life is pretty random. So that's it for me. Bye-bye. I said bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of...